Blackstone Publishing presents Greetings from Barry Park by Sarfraz Manzoor. This book is read by Sarfraz Manzoor.
Chapter 1. My Father's House. I awoke and I imagined the hard things that pulled us apart. Will never again, sir, tear us from each other's hearts. My Father's House, Bruce Springsteen. In the summer of 1995, I was 23 years old, an unemployed British Pakistani with shoulder-length dreadlocks, a silver nose ring, and a strange fascination with Bruce Springsteen. It had been 6 years since I'd last lived with my family. Having left to study in Manchester, there'd never been a reason to return to my hometown, Luton. After graduating in economics, I'd assumed I'd be deluged with lucrative offers of employment, but these had failed to materialise. While my friends were beginning careers in accountancy and medicine, I was most successful at being fired from low-paid temporary jobs. I'd been sacked from a data inputting job for only typing with one hand and doodling with the other, and fired from a credit control agency for having stuck an obscene Public Enemy lyric scribbled on a post-it note to my computer screen. The longest job I'd had was as a directory inquiries operator. Being a slacker had never been a specific career goal, but it was a lifestyle to which I seemed suspiciously suited. My parents had assumed that once I graduated, I would return to Luton with a degree and a job. But despite my lack of career and cash, I was still not willing to come home. In Manchester, I was free. I could stay out late, play music as loud as I wished, wear black leather trousers and red velvet shirts and shake my dreadlocks to Lenny Kravitz. Once a month, I would make the 3.5-hour train journey back to Luton to see the family, but only out of a sense of obligation. I was barely on speaking terms with my father, and most of my conversations with my mother were about how I hardly talked to my father. When I walked through the front door of my parents' home in my blue corduroy jacket with a Born to Run enamel badge pinned on its lapel and my rucksack on my back and my headphones still plugged in my ears, I could sense my father's confusion. I knew he was thinking, "What are you doing with yourself?" And the worst part about it was that I could never explain it to him. When I rang my father to tell him that I had secured my first writing commission, he was silent for a few seconds. "How much will they pay you?" he finally asked in Urdu. I never spoke in English to my parents. "I don't know," I replied, "but it's not about the money. This is my first chance to be published in a newspaper. It's the local paper here in Manchester, the Evening News." "What are you going to be writing?" he asked. "It's an interview with an American..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?